This is Public Radio 90 WNMU, and I'm Kurt Hosworth with another Boniface Arts Update, and I'm on the line with the Executive Director, Sue Roll. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks so much, Kurt.
So it's starting to thaw a little bit, and March is hopefully going to bring spring for the Upper Peninsula and this Upper Great Lakes region. And at the Boniface, there's always something happening, whether it's exhibits on display, classes happening, or events in general. So why don't we start with the exhibits? I hear that the annual Youth and Art exhibit is coming back.
Yes, and while I listened to my mom get all excited about seeing the daffodil tips and color coming into the scene because of spring, if people need a dose of color, this is the exhibit to come to. We have over 800 pieces of art by Delta County youth. Colorful, innovative. Oh my gosh, some of these kids have amazing talents, and they all have a really unique perspective. So if everyone or anyone needs a happy moment, this is the place to find it.
Wonderful. And this is happening until just about the end of March, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we go through March 26th.
Wonderful, wonderful. So that's Youth and Art exhibit on display at the Boniface until March 26th. And I see there's another exhibit as well that is a little more environmental in nature.
Yes, we're doing Upcycle. Part of our mission is, I think, to bring to people's attention that art can save the planet one piece at a time. We are doing an Upcycled, is the name of the exhibit. It's about using repurposed, recycled art materials to make artwork. We're asking folks, artists can actually get an application online. It is not juried, so people can submit whatever they like. And we ask that they use 85% of their materials be recycled, repurposed, or reused items. Mm. So I'm looking forward to see the variety of artworks that can bring in. That should be interesting.
Yeah. So the opening reception on April 2nd, starting at 7 at the Boniface. That's for the Upcycle exhibit, UP Cycle, and also Youth and Art exhibit. And more information on those exhibits, I'm sure, is at bonifacearts.org. Along with that, a schedule of events always there, including classes. And I see something for the Fishers coming up.
Yeah, we looked at the art of fly tying. We have master instructor Linda Rutledge, who's been teaching fly tying for over 20 years. We'll be providing materials. It's 4 Tuesday evenings, and it starts on March 31st. We encourage people to sign up. All the materials are supplied. We will be making flies that are appropriate for fishing in the Upper Peninsula. So I have seen fly tiers working, and their focus, their intensity, and their commitment to, you know, creating a really awesome piece looks just like any other artist. So I think that this is a great chance for us to, you know, expand our horizons and bring in some new folks who may not have thought of it as artwork, but it has that same creativity, sometimes intensity, that other kinds of art do.
There is certainly art in everything, and with that, the fishermen and women out there have the fly tying class, and that's two Tuesday evenings starting on March 31st, four occasions for that. And along with that, we've talked, I believe, before about encaustic textures, and there's an art class all about that that's coming up in early April, right?
Exactly. Fly tying is for beginners, as is this encaustic textures. Encaustic is actually working with... it's painting with hot wax. So you have colored wax. Layers of it go on your base piece, and it adds dimension and depth, and it's a really cool thing to do. You don't have to be an amazing painter, but add a little creativity. And April South Olson is our instructor. She is delightful. She is calm. She talks about happy accidents. So there's nothing you can do that's even wrong at all. So it's a wonderful class. It's scheduled for April 3rd and 10th. So we'd like people to sign up in advance, and test out something new.
So make some, happy accidents or some intentional accidents with encaustic textures, the art class. And again, sign up ahead of time for the classes, April 3rd and 10th, both occasions from 5:30 to 7:30 PM at the Boniface. And with that, we've talked before in the past about the Upper Peninsula Arts and Culture Alliance, which is a really great development. It's a more recent development with arts and culture in the UP, connecting artists and communities all together in various veins of arts and culture. So what's happening coming up this month? It looks like there's a reception.
Yes, there is. We do four receptions a year at least. And this one will be held here in Escanaba. So we're looking at Delta County, Menominee County, Schoolcraft, far north is Manistique, people to come in. And we're trying to connect artists, people connected with the cultural side of our universe, so historical societies, libraries, museums, and economic developers. So, you know, city councils, city managers, county commissioners. So people who are responsible for the growth and development and the appeal of our communities. Art and culture events and locations are the second most visited tourist spots right after outdoor experiences here in the UP, and we need to make sure we invest in them. And they're also the reason that young people choose to stay in our communities. So if we have a healthy arts and culture environment, more young people are choosing to stay, more professionals are choosing to relocate, and we can maintain our vitality. So we hope that people are willing to come to this event. It's on St. Patrick's Day. It's on the 17th. It'll be at the Delta County Commerce Center. That's the new building by the fairgrounds for anyone in this area. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. and no charge, and it's a great opportunity to network and connect with a lot of folks that sometimes artists and cultural advocates don't think about.
Absolutely. And it's wonderful to help sew everyone together that way and get kind of the rally of the arts and culture in the area together. So wonderful effort there. The Upper Peninsula Arts and Culture Alliance holding a reception at the Delta County Commerce Center, March 17th, from 5 to 7 p.m. Again, Sue Rolls, the Executive Director at the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba. More information and the schedule of events and everything we've talked about today available at bonificearts.org. Thanks so much, Sue.
Thank you so much, Kurt.